Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Saturday, the 23rd of May, 2026, at 028 Israel time, 2128 UTC. Hezbollah drones hit northern Israel as US-Iran talks inch forward, and Intel chief resigns May 22nd, 2128 UTC, 0028 Israel. Morning edition. Bottom line up front, Hezbollah launched multiple explosive drone attacks on northern Israel on Friday, triggering sirens and reportedly causing impacts, while the IDF struck Hezbollah operatives in southern Lebanon. US-Iran ceasefire talks saw slight progress, with Pakistan's army chief visiting Tehran as a mediator, but deadlock persists over uranium stockpiles and Strait of Hormuz tolls. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard resigned, citing her husband's health, amid reports she was forced out over Iran war dissent. And freed Gaza flotilla activists alleged sexual abuse and other mistreatment in Israeli custody, which Israel denied. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Lebanon beyond the drone barrages, the casualty picture sharpened considerably. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 10 people in southern Lebanon on Friday, according to Lebanon's health ministry. The dead included 6 paramedics and a Syrian girl. The IDF said it killed Hezbollah operatives in the strikes. Lebanese media reported strikes in the Tyre and Bint Jabal districts, and a video published by Al Jazeera purported to show an Israeli strike hitting paramedics responding to an earlier attack in Deir Kanun al-Nar, killing 2 rescuers and a child. Hezbollah's parliamentary blockhead, MP Mohammed Raad, affirmed that the resistance is protecting Lebanon's existence and warned against betting on what he called international hypocrites. The group also released a video compilation of recent fire raids on Israeli positions in Qiyam, Taibe, Odese, and other towns. On the sanctions front, the US sanctioned 9 Hezbollah-linked Lebanese officials, including military officers. Lebanon's government stated that its soldiers remain loyal to the army despite the sanctions. In Gaza, Israeli artillery shelled eastern areas of the Al-Shujaya neighborhood east of Gaza City. 9 Palestinians were reportedly injured in Israeli attacks on Al-Bureh and Al-Nusayrat camps in central Gaza. The flotilla detainee abuse allegations continued to draw international attention. Activists from the Global Summit Flotilla, intercepted by Israel while attempting to bring aid to Gaza, alleged they were subjected to abuse, including sexual assault, while in Israeli custody. Organizers said Fifentin activists reported sexual assaults. Italian and German officials said they are investigating the allegations made by their citizens, including kidnapping and sexual assault. The Israel Prison Service denied the claims, calling them baseless. The activists were deported to Turkey and other countries. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces opened fire toward Palestinian homes while storming El Arab refugee camp north of Hebron. No further details on casualties were immediately available. On the multilateral track, the mediation efforts around the US-Iran conflict have thickened. Pakistan's Army Chief Field Marshal Azim Munir arrived in Tehran, marking a third diplomatic track alongside Qatari and other regional efforts. A Qatari negotiating team was also in the Iranian capital. A Pakistani foreign ministry source told Al Arabi Al Jadid that the US and Iran are not showing enough flexibility on core issues, and Munir's visit may be the last attempt to prevent the resumption of war in the region. The UAE's diplomatic advisor said any agreement must address the roots of crises. In Geneva, Iran's representative formally called on the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights to intervene over the US naval blockade, citing humanitarian risks. And the US Justice Department appealed a federal judge's ruling that First Amendment protections apply to sanctioned UN Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese. Meanwhile, EU members are discussing imposing sanctions on Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir following the flotilla abuse allegations. Moving to the analysis, first, the trend. The tempo of kinetic exchanges between Israel and Hezbollah has accelerated compared to the trailing 7 days. Prior SI TREPs described sporadic drone attacks and border clashes, but this window features multiple waves of explosive drones triggering sirens across northern Israeli strikes, killing at least 10 in Lebanon, including paramedics. Hezbollah's use of loitering drones now appears systematic rather than opportunistic, while Israeli responses are increasingly lethal. Diplomatic activity around the US-Iran conflict has also intensified with a new Pakistani mediation track, but this has not de-escalated the Lebanon front. The overall shape of this window is one of sharpened kinetic activity and diplomatic urgency, with no sign of flattening. On the information environment, Hezbollah is pushing a narrative of successful, sustained resistance, releasing video compilations of attacks and framing its actions as protecting Lebanon's existence. Israel's narrative emphasizes the defensive nature of its strikes and the threat of Hezbollah's drone capabilities, while also highlighting civilian casualties in Lebanon to pressure Hezbollah. The US-Iran diplomatic track is being framed by both sides as a potential off-ramp, but Iranian media stress US intransigence on uranium stockpiles, while US officials signal slight progress to manage domestic expectations. The gap between reporting and evidence is starkest in the flotilla abuse allegations, where activists' detailed claims of sexual assault clash with Israel's blanket denial, creating a credibility chasm that European governments are now investigating. And the synthesis. Hezbollah's drone campaign is not merely a tactical response to Israeli strikes, but a strategic signal to Washington that any US-Iran deal must constrain Israel's freedom of action in Lebanon. By demonstrating the ability to penetrate Israeli air defenses and cause casualties, Hezbollah is raising the cost of continued Israeli operations and linking the Lebanon front directly to the nuclear negotiations. This is evidenced by the timing of the drone waves coinciding with the Pakistani mediation visit and Rubio's slight progress comment. A counter reading is that Hezbollah is simply exploiting a window of opportunity before a potential ceasefire, but the systematic nature of the attacks and the explicit linkage in Hezbollah's rhetoric suggest a coordinated pressure campaign. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Watch for any unusual Iranian military transport flights between Tehran, Mehrabad and Damascus or Beirut through Monday, as a surge could indicate weapons resupply to Hezbollah. Review Sentinel OneSAR imagery of the Bandar Abbas naval base from the descending pass early Saturday to assess changes in Iranian naval vessel posture and potential blockade running activity. And monitor the Telegram channel Sabarin News for any change in posting cadence or content regarding Iraqi militia mobilization claims, which could signal a coordinated escalation with Hezbollah. Looking at the status quo lens, within 48 hours, the IDF will conduct additional airstrikes on Hezbollah drone launch sites in southern Lebanon, resulting in at least 5 more Hezbollah operative casualties. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 29 with no direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange, and by Sunday, the US will announce new sanctions on Hezbollah-linked financial networks, citing the drone attacks. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 72 hours, Hezbollah will launch a drone attack that successfully strikes an IDF base in northern Israel, causing more than 10 casualties and triggering a major Israeli ground incursion into southern Lebanon with low confidence. By Tuesday, Iran will announce it has resumed 60% uranium enrichment, explicitly citing the failure of US talks to lift the Hormuz blockade, collapsing the negotiation track with low confidence. and within 24 hours, a US Navy vessel will fire warning shots at an Iranian speedboat in the Strait of Hormuz, leading to a temporary closure of the strait and a spike in oil prices above $120 per barrel with low confidence. That concludes this Astrap. For more, visit sitrapisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitraps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.